For more information about Ancient Dragon Zen Gate and Tygon's teaching, please visit us at ancientdragon.org.
When Tygon invited me to give a Dharma talk, he suggested that I choose a topic that was I could speak to from the heart. And I decided I'd talk about practicing with anger. I've been studying the precepts a good bit lately, getting ready, studying for Jukai. And anger is one of the dealing with anger is a part of practice that's very important under the precepts. And I have multiple opportunities to deal with it. There are a couple of aspects of my life that make it easy. One is that I have two fairly young sons, a 16-year-old and a 22-year-old, these sloppy sattvas. And both because of differing expectations about the way households work and the ages and the household culture, it's fairly easy for zingers to go back and forth so that a typical conversation may begin with, "What did you guys do with my Black Ops game?" Or, in my case, coming in after my sons have been spent an evening with their Black Ops game. gee, you know, why are there 7 or 8 or 9 glasses in here? Or about 25% of the time that you walk into a bathroom in the house, there's likely to be no toilet paper, and it's likely that there could be a comment about how heavy those toilet paper rolls are because nobody can seem to carry one into the bathroom. I'm sure everyone has experiences like that, and that's sort of on the low end of the scale of annoyance and irritation and getting peeved. The far end that I'm sure all of us have experienced in one way or another is the much more powerful maybe rage, anger that you experience in arguments and fights with loved ones, the breakup of a relationship, being laid off from a job. On the peeved end of the spectrum, those can get built up. They can cause hard feelings and suffering. The other end, the anger can take over your life. In my family, growing up, you were not supposed to express anger at all. Not to say anything about it or express it in any way. It was a sort of stoic expression, no matter how bad things got. On the other hand, there were plenty of zingers and criticism and occasional sarcasm that would come out. And I think that's clearly because there was fear of anger, and that may be because being angry can be painful in itself, and being angry can lead to unskillful and painful actions that do a great deal of harm. And the Buddhist tradition has recognized that that pain and danger. Anger or hatred is considered one of the three poisons, along with ignorance and craving. The term poison suggests that it's painful in itself to be angry, but it also makes us ill and so that we do not function in a healthy manner. On the other hand, unlike my family, I think the tradition has been a little clearer that there's not a rule that you should not experience anger or get angry. When you study the precepts, the actual precept is that a disciple of the Buddha does not indulge in anger, or it's also translated as a disciple of Buddha does not harbor ill will. That's different from saying that you won't become angry. It's rather something that you won't abide in or get caught up in and hold on to. And the problem is that anger is a very strong emotion. It's very hard not to do that once you get angry. It's hard because anger is very rarely experienced as with just one of the poisons. It's almost always intimately bound up with ignorance. And by ignorance, I don't mean you don't understand something. Certainly, we get angry, we do things, we feel things, we act out of anger, we express our anger, not really understanding what's going on. But also, the ignorance that's involved is a little different. It's a quality of mind itself. I mean, in Sanskrit, the word is avidya. Is exactly as in amoral. Vidya is from the same root of vision or seeing that's in our word vision or seeing, or videre in Latin. So it's not seeing. And it can be just a, not just not understanding, but a dullness, unawareness, or a closed-in awareness. And that's really, I think, very much involved in the experience we have of anger when we are indulging in anger and harboring ill will. It's a very closed-in state of mind in which we're caught up in the feeling of having been injured, being about to be injured, what we're going to do to somebody else who might injure us or who has injured us. The rest, I mean, a great deal of the experience is actual fantasy. Once we get angry, we start fantasizing about replaying over and over again what happened to us, how we were hurt, how our expectations were not met, and what we're going to do about it to fix that or to punish whoever's done that to us. There's a definite division of whatever it is or whoever it is who's hurt us and us. It's about what's happened to me, what I'm going to do to them, and the rest of what's going on around us is pretty much wallpaper. That is a different way of, it's a twisted way of living in the moment and being in the world, and it's a twisted experience, and it's really the obverse of what we train to do in our Zen practice and in Zazen, where we're opening to our experience, opening to the environment in this moment, the sensations in our body, the thoughts that are going through our mind, the feelings and emotions that we have, no matter how painful those can be. And that different approach to living in the moment is, it's hard to say it's a cure for anger, but it's a way that our tradition has attempted to deal with it. When we get angry, our response is almost always that it's extremely painful, we have to get rid of it. We're either going to express it, and that tends to be pretty explosive, frequently. It's certainly aggressive. Or we're going to ignore it or cover it up some way. And that may be by watching TV or going out and doing something that distracts you. It may be by drinking, taking drugs, something to tamp it down. That doesn't really cure the problem. When we tamp it down, we may not feel it, but we will express it in our behavior. We are likely to continue to feel it. The anger that's not dealt with tends to come back. It plants seeds that come back over and over again. And so I would say that my experience has been that when we have become I've become extremely angry, either from on the light end of the spectrum to the heavy end of the spectrum, sitting down on a cushion is a healthy way to deal with it. And we've frequently spoken here about how awareness and sitting in Zazen somehow is restorative and cures. It also gives us a chance to, it allows us to wake up, to change that experience of anger so that we're not living inside the painful emotion, but we are awake to it and aware of it and can deal with it in a more skillful and intelligent way. I wish I could say that sitting in Zazen will stop you from feeling angry. If you sit down on the cushion, you're breathing, you're aware, you've opened up some, your mind will probably stabilize some, but whether or not the anger goes away, that might happen and it might not. But just the act of being aware of the emotion, turning around and shining the light onto the emotion, changes the experience. There's a sense of greater spaciousness and intelligence that makes it somehow in itself less painful. And the two aspects of the settling and the awareness in Zazen reinforce each other. And what's likely to happen is you may wake up in the middle of the anger and feel the sense of space, feel like this is something I can deal with. You're sitting there with the anger, you're being very intimate with it, and it may seem like, okay, that's all right. Then you'll drift away, the rage may come back, you'll have to come back to this moment and go through that again and again and again. I think a couple of things happen when we're sitting. It's like when we're sitting on the cushion, when we're angry, it's like, if you think of the anger as an engine behind a car, you've taken your foot off the gas and you've stepped on the clutch. The anger is there. It's going to keep going. It's very likely to. But the car is likely to slow down and coast to a stop while the motor is still going. A difference is that I think that sitting and facing the anger not only gives us the perspective that allows us to deal with the anger more intelligently in that moment, and when we get up from the cushion, but also, let's say, helps deal with some of the seeds of anger that you've already felt. It takes some of the edge off, bleeds off a little of the pressure maybe. So I think that really while Zazen is not necessarily a cure-all for dealing with these painful emotions, it can help us very much in setting the stage for understanding what's caused the anger, how we're going to deal with it, how we're going to deal with it off the cushion. And I think that we should take real inspiration from the fact that the Zafu is about the safest place to feel painful emotions, anger or fear, that there is. I think that I've been inspired to find that sitting on the cushion, no matter how angry or how much fear I have felt, I find that I can face it. It is painful, but you can be with it. And I think that hope that you'll feel inspired to find to do the same thing if you find yourself in that circumstance. I don't think that we can make the same promises for when we get up. Life moves too fast. I think the most we can do is use the habit of awareness and wakefulness that we develop on the cushion to meet the active circumstances in our lives, so that when we find, when we go into certain circumstances, when we know we're going, it could be upsetting, take a couple of deep breaths, feel the emotions, feel your body tensing up maybe before you start the conversation. If you find yourself being angry, stopping and breathing a couple of times before you speak. Anger is a poison, not just as we feel it and allow ourselves to be carried away, but as we express it. We get to share anger. Once we've acted out of anger, other people become infected by it and take it through their lives as well. So I think it's important for us to before picking up that phone from someone we don't really want to speak to take those breaths and become aware of how we're feeling and be able to not speak from anger, but speak with an awareness of anger. If we're having a conversation with someone, a disagreement about someone, being able to speak about our anger rather than to speak from the anger and express the anger in an unskillful way. I think those are the two things that I found most inspirational about our practice in dealing with anger, and I think I'll leave it with that and see if any of you have any suggestions or at least similar experiences with dealing with anger.